If you're out after dark tonight, try looking up. Today is your last day to catch the once-a-year show called the Perseid Meteor Shower. If the clouds and the light pollution are favorable, you might just catch a meteor or two ripping across the sky. We asked local NASA ambassador Alice Ennevoldsen about it, starting with, what is it?
The Perseid Meteor Shower it's a meteor shower, so you're going to see lots of what we call shooting stars. Technically, they're called meteors, but it's the exact same thing as what everyone calls a shooting star. And we're running into a shooting star is a little piece of dust or debris that the Earth's atmosphere runs into. So as we're orbiting around the sun, we run into various streams of debris that were left behind by comets. For the Perseid meteor shower, this was left behind by Comet Swift-Tuttle, which goes around the sun every a little bit more than every 100 years. And these pieces of debris, they hit the Earth's atmosphere. They're little. They're almost all like the size of a piece of sand or something like that. But as they get into our atmosphere, the atmosphere in front of them heats up so much so that it glows. And that's what you're seeing is that glowing air pressure.
So that's how it works. What does it look like?
It looks like a streak of light. It goes by very quickly. So the things that you see moving in the night sky, everything in the night sky is moving a little bit, but most of it you don't notice. An airplane goes by fairly sedately. This is going to go by much faster, just a streak through the sky. And you'll see many of them, up to maybe 100 per hour during the peak of the Perseid meteor shower today. But at least one every couple of minutes. And you'll see that streak of light. It might have color to it. It could, but I think mostly these ones are fairly white. Could be a little bit green or a little bit one color or another. But it'll go by very fast and then disappear.
And you're from Seattle, right? Where are you going to be watching?
I'm at Glacier National Park, and there's some star parties happening out here. Ray Stinson from Tacoma Astronomical Society is running some star parties this evening at Glacier National Park. So I'm out here to check that out.
Star parties, that's like you invite celebrities, or what's a star party?
Yeah, what is a star party? So it's at night, and you got to find a good spot to do it. Sometimes your backyard might be dark enough, especially if your neighbors don't have a light shining right into your backyard. But you can also find places around the city that are fairly dark or still open. Green Lake Park is open 24 hours, and you can find some darker open areas there. You want sort of a field, not to be under the trees. And invite all your friends and bring a blanket to cuddle up under and watch the stars.
What if I'm willing to travel outside the Seattle area? What do you recommend?
If you're willing to get out of Seattle, I want you to go as far as you possibly can. If you've just got a couple hours you can drive, I would recommend get over the pass. Lake Cochise has a campground on it, which is just over the Snoqualmie Pass. And that has a fairly good northern view if you go to the south end of that campground. Or if you want to go the other direction, you want to go over to the Olympics, I would say Staircase Campground is always one of my favorites. And there's a bridge there between the campground and the hiking pathways that you can just lay down on that bridge and you've got a wide, wide open sky. And that's one of the keys for looking at the Perseids. You want to see as much sky as possible. This is a lovely thing about meteor showers. You don't need any tools other than what you already have, your eyes. So you just go out there and lay down, let your eyes adjust, and watch as much sky as you possibly can. You're going to want to look sort of northish if you can. So don't get behind the south edge of a mountain. Don't get behind the south side of Seattle. If you're south of Seattle, try to get a little bit further east or west so that you can see more north, because that's where most of the Perseids are going to be coming from. But just watch as much sky as you possibly can.
Alice Ennevoldsen. She's the one behind the website Alice's Astro Info. She's also a NASA ambassador. You're listening to The Record on KUOW.